wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
We're going to try this one time and one time only. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. It's the show. It's Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, that guy right there. That's Al Perkins. Look at him sitting there.
Still alive.
Still here. And in a black shirt. We're all wearing black today.
Yes.
Want to thank you all for getting the memo. By the way, before we start the show, I want to let you all know that for the most part, we don't recall any conversation we've ever had at any time with anybody. We've not looked into any of the reports. We're unsure of the reports, and at this point, we aren't permitted to talk about anything that's going on anywhere.
Honestly, I don't even know why I'm here.
Yeah, until I read it in the paper, I didn't even know I was there.
Written in my yearbook, I wouldn't have had any idea. You know,
have a cool summer. XOXO, let's hang out.
F/A.
And by the way, I'm going to write the name of the restaurant where I attacked you so you always remember it. Yeah. Oh, my heaven's sakes alive. It is show 324 on this, right here where we are. It is the 14th day of November 2017. Wherever you are and whenever you're listening to it, well, thank you for listening, for crying in a bucket. There you are. You know, a lot's been going on here in the old Americas.
We're very busy.
Trying to recount, dodging questions. There's a lot of dodging going on.
You know, I saw on Twitter today, Jeff Sessions better not ever get a puppy.
Yeah.
Because he'll never remember to feed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Schmidt said that on the Nicole Wallace show today, and it stopped all of them cold.
Yeah.
What is interesting, though, when you watch, which with part of what I did watch earlier today, was the difference between him trying to dodge and not answer anything, and then if you ask him something completely unrelated, then he knows, oh man, he is on it. He rapid fires. But it just...
Then Alzheimer's clears up as soon as somebody
instantly
asks him.
But somebody needs to research that. How do we get that fixed?
But his... the one thing that I think is getting lost, or not getting the spin that it should, especially on MSNBC, because I really thought they would turn the screw harder, is his shutdown of the specific question of the Hillary Clinton uranium.
Oh, his new special counsel that he's about to appoint?
Right, but he said, look, because the guy kept saying, well, it looks like this, it looks like this, and why haven't you done that?
Right.
He's like, we would need facts
to
go on. And then he says to me, he's like, looks like is a lot different than facts.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know where you read this or what you've heard, but the facts need to prove it out. And it was really like a slam down of like,
look.
First off, I don't need to explain to you why a private citizen doesn't get a special counsel. They get the government that we all do, and we have a federal branch and a Department of Justice that would do their job and investigate this. So it makes no sense.
Yeah.
We have to remind them, she didn't win the election, so you don't need a special counsel to go after the president.
Yeah.
She's not the president.
Yeah.
She's a citizen.
Right.
And then the other thing...
You could just leave that with the FBI, I'll bet.
But and the thing that they're talking about, the FBI already investigated.
Right, it's already done. What MSNBC was going on off about was the fact that, did anybody just... And I'm not saying in the room, but I'm saying, you know, in general, the public was like, did you catch the fact that... He's now wavering on the recusal that, what is it, however many months ago, he completely said, I recuse myself of anything to do with Hillary, blah, blah. So they were showing, like, the two footages back to back. Today, he forgot about the recusal that he ever did.
Yeah.
But he's already said that he'll recuse himself from it. It's interesting. Too funny. But again, like we were just saying in the kitchen, I swear, if SNL, Saturday Night Live, does not figure a way to get Leslie Jordan to pop in and play the Keebler Elf himself on that show.
And it would take no tweaking to just make him...
He just walks in.
He just is, right.
He can stand up out of the audience in just wet regular clothing.
And somebody's
Well, they could keep Kate McKinnon and then have him and have it be like the good and the bad.
The good,
the good and the evil.
It could be the one
or the evil and the evil.
It could just be the one that remembers and the one that doesn't.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That would be really
Yeah,
funny.
Early.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, Jeff Sessions. More recent Jeff Sessions.
In like a split screen.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I like that.
Smart.
if the people from the, is it the, who listens to us? The TSA? No, that's who feels me up at the airport.
The NSA.
The NSA could please get, just turn your listening devices to like some kind of a broadcast thing and tell the people at SNL to call us. We got this figured out.
Lauren, if you're listening,
yes,
go right through Canada.
Feel free to use that for free.
The Canadians will help us. We could probably just message them.
Okay.
Directly, we should be able to.
I should think so.
Yeah. I would think
so. And you know who knows the words to O Canada? People that live in places where hockey gets played.
There you go.
Yes, they do. Marn, I'm not starting with you on what you've been doing, but I want to, I'm worried. I'm concerned. We started the show and you were in the house before the show started. What has happened?
There's like a pre-show meeting.
Because I do recall that we
wait, did we have a production meeting?
No,
I can't recall.
But you know, last Sunday there was the time change.
Yeah.
Or was that a week ago?
Is that the problem? Are you on daylight savings time?
I'm still living in Minnesota.
There you
that's,
go.
Yeah, that's what
was that
is
Saturday night? Or was that a week ago?
Saturday and Sunday.
It's
yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't know if that was your. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I drank some water today.
That was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
That might have been it.
Saturday night was so shitty that all I kept thinking was, if I live somewhere where they made another hour of this happen.
Poor thing. That's awful.
I'd have been like swinging baseball bats at people.
But once a year, you'd get
and everybody
less
says
hour.
That, but it doesn't help you that night that extra hour extra pops hour. Up.
Yeah, yes. But the minute it strikes midnight, you know.
Yeah. I love when people bring up that shit. Yeah. Well, you gained it, and then fuck you.
Exactly.
That's like, you had a lot of sleep the other day. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Get that bell out of my head.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
I'm a little bitter about sleep. It's probably going to keep going back to that topic.
All right. I feel good about that.
Yeah, I thought I would show you what it's like if I am on time and how it's really not that different. So that, you know.
A nice compare contrast.
It's really not that different. Okay. I'm not exactly trying to take that.
I don't recall.
Make of it what you will. Make of it.
Well, I'm just thinking. Are you saying you don't really add much to the beginning of the show normally, or it's not? It's like you're still not here.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I try to be.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're doing a good job.
Thanks.
Of trying to be.
Trying.
Kat Carlson?
Yes.
What?
Is this on? Poughkeepsie, can you hear me?
What happened?
No, she's not on.
Oh, wait, try that.
Hello?
Oh,
here I am.
Hello.
Hi, friends.
Here you are.
See, she was late.
Yeah. Apparently, I was scheduled to be late, but I got out
that
of that.
That is true. You were scheduled. Anyway, what's been up to?
I was on the calendar. Well, gosh, I forgot what day it was because I've been sleeping in naps since Saturday, I think.
Okay.
I picked up an extra shift at work, so working on a Sunday a lot of times means a short night because I have to take kids to school on Monday, so it's, you know.
Short sleep night or just short work night?
Short sleep night. No, work night, same amount
same
of time.
Bullshit. Drinkers don't stop.
2 o'clock is the same time every night.
Well, I know, but I figured she had, you know, because she runs everything at that bar now, she had manipulated her way out of getting, you know, she could leave early. But still get paid for the full.
It's a self-serve bar, yeah.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, but apparently other employees believe that way, so... I feel like one of these days I'm just going to walk out what happens.
He can leave. That's what I'm saying.
I feel that way.
And I say he because you're the only actual girl. Because
I'm the only girl there. Yeah, it's really easy. Yeah, he can leave. but anyway, so I did that, which is not a big deal. It's fine. And, you know, a couple hours, take a little nap, get up, take the kids to school. And then I'm awake for a while. So mess around, take an afternoon nap. And then I had a cousin of mine had been vacationing somewhere in South America that was beautiful and had Mayan ruins, and I should have remembered the country they went to, but I don't.
Where are Mayan ruins? We could probably eliminate that pretty quick.
I don't even know. I don't know if they were even Mayan ruins. They were just like ruins. Big like ruins that were really tall in just the rainforest and things.
Generic ruins, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't That's know. Belize, maybe.
Oh, Belize. Like.
In any event. So their travel back home to Idaho led them through Sky Harbor Airport with a really terrible layover. They landed at Sky Harbor at like 12:30 and weren't going to fly out on their next flight until 11 a.m.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah. I mean, their luggage got pushed through. You know, it was just a layover. And I said, well, rather than sleep on the benches with the bed bugs, why don't I pick you up?
Yeah, that was a fun discovery recently that our beautifully named airport is all we can call it now. Had bed bugs.
Oh dear!
And apparently, it's not the first time.
They bagged up the benches. They've removed them. They've done, you know, they're proactive on this.
I still couldn't, you know, you can't leave people there, so.
No. I'm understanding. I'm just trying to mitigate her feelings of ever going
ever
to the airport
flying
again.
But it made for another short night because by the time you get everybody back to the house and visit for a minute and, you know, all of a sudden it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And then for some god-awful reason, they're all up at 7 o'clock this morning wanting to go to breakfast. Like, what? My alarm is set for 8:30. Sure. I'm going to make y'all some toast and put you in the freaking van and get you back to the airport by 11. Yeah. Like,
what the hell?
What do you want from me?
I was trying to be nice.
It's all the bed and breakfast offered.
I was trying to be nice, and then you fucking wake me up.
That's all the hospitality I was going to offer was maybe an egg and some toast.
Right.
They're like, no, we want to go to breakfast. So that then I was up early again and kind of out and about and napping. So I'm at about 60% mental acuity, which feels about right for the show.
Well,
I feel like it's going to be my best show yet.
It feels
honestly.
Like it probably will be.
That's a good amount to bring.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to go overboard.
Yeah. So that's the exciting.
Who books that travel with that kind of?
I don't know. I think there was some like points that were happening and some like traits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hard to travel that far sometimes. So
yeah, and the pain in the ass is you don't want to book it too tight for the chance of missing a connection.
Right.
But then you don't want to be 15 hours, 14 hours, whatever the math is there.
Oh, God, that's just too long.
9 hours, oof. I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, their flight left at 11, so carry the one. 10 hours. 10 hours. They landed at 1, left again at 11.
Wow, I was told there'd be no math. I'm not doing it.
I did the math. I carried the one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I carried a watermelon.
That stressed me out. I didn't want that.
I carried the watermelon. The hell is that?
It's from Dirty Dancing. Oh. That's what Jennifer Grey says to explain her being at the like employee dance party.
I like that you think I have any idea.
The employee dance party.
Say, hey, what are you doing here? She says, I carried a watermelon. And then laments about it, like, you know, goes over it in her head, like, oh, you dummy, I carried a watermelon. I carried a watermelon. She says it like 4 times.
It's my favorite dance movie about abortion.
It really is.
I love it when you say that.
I say it all the time. Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of dance movies about abortion, but that one I feel is possibly the best.
Perhaps the only.
I've never gotten a full total of movies, dance movies about abortion, but I'm sure.
Right. That is I don't have a tally, but I feel like that one's the most successful for sure.
Oh, that easily.
Oh, definitely easily the most
successful abortion movie ever. Wow. How many tomatoes did it get? That's fucked
two
up.
Watermelons. I know that.
Two watermelons because she carried them.
Carried a watermelon.
Marina, what'd you do? Margarine.
Margarine, that's new. I like. Is it French?
It's fancy.
It's fancy.
No, it's a hybrid fruit. It's like margarine.
I can't believe it's not Marnie.
I like it.
Margarine.
Yeah, it never is Marnie.
Who's Marnie?
Who's that? I don't know.
Are we getting a new cast member?
Yeah. It's well, she said there.
Yeah, can I see a picture?
Yeah.
How will I know her?
Gosh, honest to God, I don't think I did anything. I just don't think I did anything. Not that.
That sounds lovely.
It is. It's exciting.
Oh, hell.
The good news.
Oh, there's good news?
There is good news.
Oh, my God, Marty.
Is there also bad news? Because I'd like to have that first if that's possible.
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I want to hear this good news.
After 6 months, one of the bathrooms is being worked
out. Oh, my God. That's
exciting. Oh.
Hooray.
I finally found somebody that I could trust. God, I hope I didn't jinx it.
Oh.
Knock on wood or throw some salt or do something. Eat a gummy bear. Do whatever you got to do. Like, don't jinx yourself.
Take a peanut.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, that feels like that wards off evil spirits.
Yeah, I think it did. I feel like it did. Yep.
If you're going to throw it over your shoulder, you can need to throw a lock because we're only lightly salted.
Yeah. It was enough salt. Windex. I need the Windex.
Who doesn't, ladies and gentlemen?
So when does that begin?
It already started.
When does it begin?
Hopefully within like the next, I would think by the end of the weekend, very easily it could, by next Tuesday, we may have a bathroom.
God willing and the creek don't rise.
Well, when I say a bathroom, I mean a shower.
Yeah.
The a bathroom.
It's very exciting.
Very
exciting. You have no idea.
I understand.
Has it just been bathtubs for?
No, it has been nothing.
You just share on Aaron and Clayton's houses?
Well, if one of those two, and mom's going next door to Chris's.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
Welcome back to In-Home Bathing.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a feature in several homes in America.
Yeah, it's just been too much. We've had so
some
many
mobile
people,
homes
we've
have
had
it too.
A number of people come out to do or to say that they're going to come out and do estimates, or they've come out and they've done estimates, and then when I call them back to say, okay, let's take a look at doing this, and when can you get started? Oh, we can't. And I mean, I was calling them back within like a day or two, like, but you gave me this. And when could that... Well, maybe February, maybe... One of them said February. One said, well, we're booked up through the end of the year.
Wow. But, good. Uh-huh. I mean, good for that them,
was
I
in,
guess.
That was in September.
Yeah.
Apparently construction is booming
but
in
I think
city.
It's one of those things where if a bigger job were going to come in...
Right.
You know, if this was...
If you could possibly stop putting bathrooms in any one of the 9 yeah. million apartment complexes. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it,
in the
it just
Metro
wasn't,
Phoenix Jesus. Area.
Well, and the fact that every time I look up, like, there's a new high rise, and I still don't have a shower.
Right.
And there's a new, like, there's something that it's gone up that fast.
With the possible exception of the apartments at the corner of my street that burned down, like, 4 years ago yeah. and are still
like that?
Midway through being built.
Which ones? Oh, that one. I seen... Not the it's another quarter mile over. Got it.
Yeah, but my street, Campbell. I live on Campbell. It's on Campbell. That's my street.
So if there's a Campbell in L.A., it's still his street.
Oh my God. It feels reasonable to me.
Because to me, the corner of his street is 15th Avenue. He's bringing it all the way to 7th.
So well, it's only a block.
Okay.
It's only
still.
See? That's a block.
Sure. I've gone on road trips.
That's why yeah. I keep getting confused when he says
from
that,
here to your
when
house.
He says that like all these bars on 7th are right around they're right around the corner from my house.
There's
saying
one
that, saying that is one thing.
I only turn
but all the
corner.
Bars that are right around the corner. Like no, they're not. No. And it never mind. He also thinks that 3 miles is it's just a 2-block walk.
It's a
block. Or more.
Geographically challenged is what
he is. That's how I get people to walk places. You lie to them and tell them that it's much closer.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. seemed like it.
That'd be my bad.
Sure. Yeah.
I've never Oops. Used a map before or feet. Oh, I read that in kilometers.
Oh, see? There you go.
I think that would make it worse.
Curse you, metric system.
Spell Mississippi, the river or the state?
I'm going to need more information.
I'm going to need you to break this down for me. Yes. Oh, why does Amina hate Joe? What happened? Something happened.
They had a falling out. Just
oh,
right in there.
God. Well, yeah. Well, Joe's on a bus in San Francisco.
Oh, I think that might be why.
Yeah. Oh, I can see why the jealousy would be enraging you. I mean, right. I understand why a bus, yeah. in a major U.S. city would.
That's a glamorous lifestyle, yeah.
there
the public
is something
transportation.
That I'm going to be doing.
Oh.
Now that I think about it.
Okay.
And that is.
Going to a GLSEN event on
oh,
Thursday.
I saw that you would reply yeah. to that.
So we're, Aaron is...
Follow-up question. What is a GLSEN event?
Gay, lesbian... Damn.
That'd Issen. Be a gladam.
Gladam.
Gay, lesbian, isn't.
You can just say that. It's S-E-N. GLSEN. It's the
it's
Gay,
a
Lesbian,
network.
Straight Education Network.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you two fit
I'm unsure
fit into
about
that?
The straight
Aaron.
Thing.
Which one? Wait. Okay.
Just Aaron. I don't know. Something about work.
Oh,
now is it like
because she's an educator? So it's an LGBT outreach organization that aims at schools and creating programs and creating safe spaces for LGBT mm-hmm. students
oh,
within
yeah.
schools.
Okay,
and
yeah,
Aaron has been a big part of that.
I swear
and
to
they
God,
they do a lot of staff educating.
Do not let her bring puppies to this event.
There will be no puppies. There will be no puppies. Yeah, it's directly toward implementing programs to create safe K-12 school environments. Very good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They're trying to, it's a
so something
cocktail reception.
Jeff Sessions is already trying to shut
right,
down.
Totally.
Right.
Fundraiser and award
He's
ceremony.
He's not sure.
yes. And there are over 300 Phoenix community members that'll be there. They're aiming to raise $45,000 in sponsorships, ticket sales, and 30 something silent auction, blah, oh. blah, blah. So
I mean, I have no room to talk, but the gays sure do love a,
well,
an
they
award
do.
Ceremony.
Also, guess what we're supposed to wear?
Black tie.
You guys are funny. Sequins, which is worse. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Why am I going to have a sequin on? What am I supposed to do?
Don't they know lesbians are showing up to this?
Thank you.
Wait,
that's what I thought.
Don't you know that they sell sequin vests? Like, that's totally easy to do.
Where?
The lesbian store.
Follow a lesbian.
I didn't know where it
eventually is. She's going to walk into a sequin vest store.
Lesbianformal.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, right.
Right next to Sears. Right next to Lane Bryant is Lane Lesbian.
Yeah. Yeah. Amina wants to know why she Dyke knows Black more about Glisten than we do. I don't know a lot about anything K through 12th grade. Thank Jesus.
Amina, we honestly have a lot of questions about your education about United States issues. Well, you live so very far away.
I know, but she's
I feel like you know more
it.
About our country than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it worries me for two reasons.
Yeah. Well, and see, this is my thing, because I get it confused with the GSA, which is the Gay Straight Alliance.
That's the actual club that's in school. So the difference there is GLSEN's a national organization that educates staff at school. The GSA is the organization of students and with parental advisors or staff advisors, you know, whoever their adult in the room has to be.
Okay.
Yeah, so that makes GSAs are kids. GLSEN is grown-ups.
Okay.
Coming from outside.
Sign language for grown-ups.
Right. And Olivia Gardens will be emceeing it. That's
which is always fun. Yeah, expect a lot of puns. Yeah.
I was just going to say
I love puns.
A lot of very bad puns.
But I love bad puns.
Well,
ask her about working in the orange juice factory.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I'm going to like this.
Yeah. But seriously, ask her about the orange juice factory.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking show for 20 years, she told that story.
Okay, I'm excited.
You know, and I thought, because I traveled out, we went back to Lansing, Michigan, and did a pageant. They hired me, and I went with this whole group.
Uh-huh.
She was there. She was one of the hosts. And I actually thought, for some reason, that because we were in a different time zone, I wasn't going to be subjected to them.
Exactly. No, she's got a whole brand new audience now.
Yeah. They were tired of it, too.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, same jokes.
Those puns.
Two things.
I try and send her new ones.
Yeah,
all the time. I was like, hey, here's a pun.
I feel. Remember when you were younger and they had the little Dixie cup water cups and they all had little jokes on them?
Yeah,
I feel like that's where all of her jokes come from.
Oh, I like that.
A collection of old Dixie cups.
I'm not mad about it.
I want to find some of those and give them to her for Christmas. Now.
They probably are on those. Just a guess.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you're going to a GLSEN. You got to wear something that glistens.
I have to wear something sparkly.
Well, it's got a GLSEN.
Know. And you can't wear glitter, because otherwise I'd
be... No, it's not the same. Not the same.
I get it. But they say specifically...
It's like the gay cooties.
No glitter. Well, because nobody wants to clean that up.
Nobody.
Let me tell you, I had an event last week that somebody decided to get some of that 3D fucking glitter and like put big piles on top of tables.
No.
Are they still alive?
That's a giant
I haven't found them to kill them yet.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure... Welcome to Cobalt. You're going to be picking that glitter out of your drink until about July.
Oh yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, I'll be there in August.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not coming
The beer is safe.
Oh, well, then...
Start drinking beer.
I don't drink beer. Anyhow. So,
wine allegedly exciting. Might also be all right.
Depending on provided where the
sequence landed. Provided we scan the glass ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's all. Yeah.
So, sequin exciting. Outfit and uh-huh. shitters being worked on. Well, that's good. Yeah. You got a lot going on.
And shitty sequins.
Shitter's
well, I'll show you pictures of shitty sequins next week.
I look forward
to
seeing
you
in a... Yeah. I would ask...
There certainly is not going to be a gown.
If you want to reach out to Liza Minnelli, she will tell you that a lovely black sequined outfit is lovely.
Well, and a pantsuit is back.
Oh, my God. You could do that. Maybe a romper. Could.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, that went wrong fast. You went from Liza Minnelli to romper.
No. Those were two different topics.
Too easy cupping to cream sauce.
No, I was just changing it all together.
Yeah.
I'll
get one of those that's just like a tube top or something.
Well,
that would be sexy.
How big do you think your tubes are?
A sequin tube top. That's something.
This shit got awkward real fast.
That would make a statement.
Yeah, that escalates quickly.
Down the escalator and out the front door. Yeah.
We're going to move on to find out what the person who now has actual lemons on his tree has been doing all week.
I'm a farmer.
I know.
Let's just say it.
I was laughing.
I
so
saw
hard.
You post that.
I wonder if Jill has anybody. I was dying.
Who's that's in her barn?
I don't know if it was you that was picking me up or I was waiting for a...
I picked you up and you were standing in the middle of your front yard.
And I'm like, there's something on that tree. And it just didn't occur to me that we'd gotten late enough in the year for like the fruit to come in.
Sure. Al hasn't seen fruit in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
All right.
So I was like, well, there's definitely something on that tree. And I was like, well, the one year there was like one lemon or maybe two. Well, and I was like, no, there's... lemons all over this motherfucker. Sure. And they really, every time I look out the window, I'm like, there's more lemons. Like, I guess we had
that's
enough
exciting.
Rain this past year.
I would like to have some if you would like to get rid of them.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. No, there's quite a few.
I don't know how big his harvest is going to be yet.
Well, I just didn't know if anyone else had voiced anything. And so
I lost interest at 10, and I only, so you can imagine.
Very nice.
And I was only looking at one park because I wasn't going
to
walk
in any
direction.
Well, if you have to get rid of that, I'm saying.
He wasn't on the street side of the tree.
I refused to turn my head.
Fart. I didn't know if you could only count to 10. I wasn't sure what it was.
It's just where I was like, there's got to be something else I could be doing than counting lemons.
Right.
And and it turns out it wasn't sleeping because the motherfuckers across the street from me are redoing the pavement, the parking spaces, the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I might have brought this on myself because I often, when going north, will cut through their parking lots and bitch and piss and moan about the potholes and the cracks and how bad repair it is and it's all gravel and why don't you pave this motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Watch what you wish for. Like, put that genie back in the fucking bottle. Yeah. Beeping trucks at all hours. People parked every inch of the surface of the actual street that I live on from like every direction, so that the one day I couldn't, I was like, is that my house? Can I even pull into my driveway?
Right.
There were so many cars that I was like, I honestly don't know to make a left into traffic now that there's only like 1 inch of space between the cars as they pass, that I'm like, I don't know if they've left me enough room to turn into, I'm going to have to pass it to see if they left me enough room in the driveway to get in. Like today there's a car parked kind of in front of my driveway.
Right.
So I have to like go around the block and come back and right turn in because I can't see it from a left turn. Because they're parking like monster trucks in front of my house.
Yeah.
And they all beep when they go backwards. And
well,
it
because you're
at,
a farmer now, so you're going to need larger equipment.
That is a good...
Right.
See?
And it's a good thing you got a barn in
there.
Connect those dots for you,
6 a fucking M, let me tell you. Those things start beeping. And then the one day I was trying to sleep and the house was vibrating. They were like jackhammering or something across the street to pull up the old shit. And like, I'm like, well, can't sleep through that. Can't turn off Netflix louder to cover up that noise. So I just.
But if you watch the proper video and enjoy the ride, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, God. Just awful. Oh, exactly. Yeah. I wish it was vibrating that much. Sometimes my dryer will vibrate the house. Like every once in a while, I'll put too much stuff in the dryer, and it's like alert.
Never heard of a dryer vibrating that much.
Or maybe it's the washer. Then when you get it kind of off balance, they kind of chug a lug.
That would be the washer.
Yeah, who knows? One of those devices.
One of them
vibrates.
The garbage disposal, ice maker. He's not sure.
You know, there's so many pieces of equipment on a farm. You just can't keep it all straight.
No, God damn it.
I'm loving this farm theme because my parents and aunts and uncles have jokingly named their various properties. Like we've got, you know, the has been a farm, the wants to be a farm, the almost a farm. Yeah.
Mine's a full fledged farm now. I'm just like two cows away from putting up a sign.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, because that purple crop right off your front porch is growing like a son of a bitch.
Oh, you can't kill whatever that is. You can't kill it.
I know.
I have not done 1 minute's work on this purple shit.
We're about to lose the sidewalk. It's covering everything over there.
I need some of that.
Oh, it's eaten through the actual concrete. But the pretty thing is, and this is very pretty, it blooms every day at sunrise.
Oh, that is very
whatever
nice.
This purple.
So the trucks that back up get to see it.
Yeah,
that's.
Right. But when I come
for
home
the farmhands, that's lovely. Sure.
But every morning when I come home from work, it's the flowers have bloomed again. And when I leave for work, there's no more flowers.
Oh wow!
It blooms new flowers every day.
What is that?
No
crap?
Idea what the
I
hell.
Need some
and
of
it's
that immediately.
Beautiful purple, but it grows like almost vine like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a ground cover. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I think it has a horrible name, but I don't know.
I'm sure.
Like purple vine. I don't know. There's something like that.
All right. I'll Google what I've heard it's called. I won't say it, and then I'll
Is it a horrible name?
Yeah. Go ahead. So what'd you do this week?
On this show, we have said a lot of horrible shit. And now you're going to stop at a botanical name is where you're going to halt your the line.
Val's Family Farm. There it is.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, Val.
Val's Family Farm.
Val's Hidden Valley. Yep.
All right. I like it. As long as it's Val's, then I like it. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Is Val here? Nope.
No.
No? Who are you? I'm Al. Different. Yeah, okay. That way you get out of stuff. They come on your knock on your door looking for Val.
That's good.
Val ain't here.
Oh, you're going to have to talk to Val. Come back later.
Mm-hmm. She's got the checkbook with her.
Val's out the field.
Yeah.
This bitch.
She's dealing with the crops.
This bitch.
Yes. Oh, I need more coffee.
Oh, mercy. It's good. How about you?
Well, this week, my cousin, who from Missouri, was here. Mm-hmm. She flew in Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
He's a corporate pilot, flies a lovely Learjet. Went to the airport with him. He was here for like 5 days. Flew in Wednesday. Was that right? Wednesday, Thursday? I forgot which day. Yeah, Wednesday. Came in Wednesday afternoon and then left Sunday morning. So, visit with him, dinner with my mom, yada yada yada. But the cool thing, the coolest thing was, because part of his job is as a corporate pilot, he has to prepare the plane for flight and so forth. So one of his responsibilities is, obviously, I mean, these planes need fuel when they fly, so they had to fill it, and then he has to, the morning before they leave, they go out and he, you know, fills all the little bins with ice. They get fresh coffee. They put the newspapers on for the corporate execs and all this other happy stuff. Well, on Sunday we went out, and he had it fueled up that evening before. He didn't want to do it in the morning, so because he has the security clearance and all. So we just walk out through one of the private aviation buildings out there, and you're standing on the runway.
Wow.
You're right there, and
that's
I'm
very cool.
Standing. And I was trying to pull up the video, but it won't cut over. I'd forgotten about it. But literally, just standing there, and I don't know how far away it is, but
just a block.
There's nothing. There's
one block.
Nothing between me and that Southwest jet that just took off right in front of me. Just boom, right there.
Wow. Now, does the TSA know you were there?
Yes.
All right.
Oh yeah, they're really secure. When we started, usually they drive you to your plane. But there was nobody on that Sunday afternoon. There was nobody available. So we're like, well, it's just right there. We'll just walk to it. And the guy's like, okay, no worries. And my cousin's like, well, tell security. And he's like, oh, you're good. You're good. Yeah, we were good for about 45 feet. And then some guy rolls up on us and he's like, who are you? But then they permit us to walk and we got the fuel. It was like 400 gallons of fuel going the thing. He showed me all of it, opened the jet, walked through it. God, cool. It's tiny. It's tiny. Really, really small. Like, wow, it's tight in there, that cab. But. No, it goes. It flies like a son of a bitch, and they go 400 and some odd miles an hour between here and home. And
wow!
But it was just interesting, feeling to stand there in the middle of the airport. Not a lot of people get to do that. Yeah. And the other cool thing about that is, especially in the fifth largest city in America, you don't get, unless you are out in the middle of a farm somewhere. You don't get to be in a vast open space a lot in this city.
Sure.
So you're standing out there on the tarmac of the airport. There's a lot of space, and you know, the downtown off to, when we were looking, it was off to the left of us. You just look so small, like you're out in the middle of all this vast openness. When it was pretty cool to see that. The other thing, I went through what I call a personal hell. Has anybody ever been in a Joanne Fabric store?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
Not voluntarily?
That was, I had to do that for work. I forget what day that was, but I'm not getting
Are you Joanne?
I'm not getting that. Not now. Not anymore. No.
Because Edge Studios is starting a sewing circle?
No. There is a printer. It's like a printer. It's a cutting device called a Cricut.
Oh.
And it's a little
thing. They're very cool.
They're very cool. They do
the
a lot
PTO
of that.
PTO women are obsessed with that.
They are. They're all for scrapbooking and bullshit and stuff. But you enter a picture or a logo or type text or whatever, and it will cut it out of vinyl or part or a cardstock.
All thick kinds paper. Of things.
It does all kinds of stuff. We were trying to see about using it to make a logo out of vinyl as an applique. But mm-hmm. It doesn't do exactly like what we want, so I'm still finalizing. Well, anyway, I didn't know much about this item A. Well... So I went to not a franchise store. I had to go to a corporate store because the Cricut company said you need to go to find the Joanne Fabrics in your area. Blah blah blah. They know all about them. And I get there, and I walked in, and I was like, "Oh dear God,
these bitches are serious."
Oh my God,
they're like bingo level crazy.
I walked in, and I saw one 87-year-old over here on a rack stocking styrofoam balls or something, and then there was a line from here to from here to Central of people waiting to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know where to turn. There are feather boas and glitter and pieces of air, just so in all of in this whole store. And I finally found a woman. I'm like, I don't know where to go, but I need to. Here's the device, and so she directed me. So I made my way through all the crap. it's just overwhelming. I can go in any Lowe's, Home Depot, I am fine. I can go into a record store, I am fine. But this is horrible. Yeah. Even as a gay man, this is horrible.
There's way too much glitter. There's no gay man about that.
Like, that was horrible. So anyway, I'm standing in the store. I find the device, but I waited like five or so minutes. Not one person from the store walked. I didn't see any representatives of the store. They were all other people bitching, walking around and whatever. So I called them from in the store and said, I'm in your store. And I'm an aisle, whatever the hell I was on. I'm like, I need help. And I don't know how to find somebody. Put me on hold. The music matched from the store to this. It was good. And then finally, Anna will be right with you. And here comes Anna. And Anna knew everything. Anna was apparently she's the queen of this device.
The docent of the Joanne's.
She really is. She teaches all the classes there. She knew all about the device. She guided me through everything.
What fucking class? Oh my God. Long enough to get an education? No.
Let me tell you how women will lose their minds over this thing.
It's nuts.
Yeah. I had one friend that finally, you know, got one and whatever it is, and months and months and months worth of, well, look what my Cricut can do now, and look what did that.
A Cricut printer?
Yes. Yeah,
so it's...
besides print, what could a printer do?
No.
It's not a printer.
It's a device that has different cutting attachments that you can add to it, and then you use an app on your phone or your computer, and you load up a complicated image that you wouldn't necessarily be able to easily cut out. And so instead of printing, like shooting ink onto a paper, it follows that digital pattern and will cut out whatever your complicated thing is out of whatever medium you put in there.
Yeah.
So if you've got like a big sheet of like vinyl, like you said, you could put that sheet of vinyl into this machine and it will cut out your whatever you've uploaded to it with all the different fonts and all the different designs and
you change out the cutting devices kind of like
I lost interest like 10 minutes ago.
there may be a listener that
hasn't.
I tried to
track it, but okay. I was like, I honest to God,
you know how you change out ink cartridges in a printer? You change these out like cutting. You just pop it in, it cuts something different.
Okay, so it's a Ginsu knife.
It's like it looks like a printer,
or
but it's like
with a cooking kind of stuff.
But it's fancy.
You can put on a different attachment.
So
like
for what?
Like in cooking, like with the KitchenAid kind of thing. You can put on a different attachment.
However, I don't know that the Cricut will make a smoothie. No. I don't know that there are any culinary applications.
But it will cut out a nice fancy sign that you can advertise your smoothies are for sale.
Like it. Good.
It does a nice little...
Good.
You can put a pin in one side of it and it will draw. And it does elaborate... Very nice writing. It's very cool to see how it rolls the plate
back and forth.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
But it doesn't exactly do what we want to do as of yet. We're still working on it. But I may have to go back to Joanne Fabrics. But wow, that's a lot.
Very exciting for you. Can you get it done online?
Good night, Amina. Good morning, Amina.
We're trying to figure out. There's a lot going on with this stupid project. What happens? Is she doing?
Amina's exhausted.
Bye.
Good night.
Yeah, have a good day.
Wait, what's her excuse? So am I. I'm here.
Yeah, but she deals with insomnia like
it's tomorrow.
Twitter.
So,
yes. Yeah. So really, that's it. Cousin visited. Mom. I think we were here last week. Mom had just had her cataract surgery.
Here is the
coolest thing ever, and I wish that we'd have done this 50 years ago. I mean, obviously she didn't have a cataract that long ago. She can now see out of that eye.
Oh, sure. That's fantastic. Great.
And it's not just she says she can see. It's not crystal clear, but she says she sees better than she's ever seen out of that eye.
Because they replaced the lens
in your eye. Which is part of it.
Good. Yeah.
But
deal.
Oh my
way
God.
Go,
so
that's
she was
awesome.
Like the first day, she's like, I think it's better. And then like by 3 or 4 days, she's like, oh my gosh. Even the doctor, when she went, is like, I can't believe A, how fast you're healing, and B, when she checked her vision, she's like, I can't believe you can see that much.
That's fantastic.
So no, I'm very excited.
Well
about that. Oh, I had an eye exam today, and I'm all good. Everything's fine. My prescription changed minusculely, so I don't necessarily have to get new glasses. Right. But I'm thinking, I think I'm going to, because I think the lenses, those are 3 years old, and the doctor said that they weren't made right. So my line, when I drive, I have to drive down so I can see out of them. They need to be adjusted, so I'm probably going to get new ones just so that the line of sight is better.
Yeah.
Good.
You don't want to be driving like this.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it is. Like,
makes you look angry, too. Like, it makes the lines in your forehead really kind of stand out. Right.
Yeah.
Your décolletage must suffer.
My dickle what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, leave your dick out of it.
Yeah, weird. Please do.
One thing.
That's weird.
One?
I don't want to talk about that.
Leave my dick out.
There's that.
Obsession. Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references, only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
Well done.
It's that fifth obsession that gets me every time.
Four was enough, but five was too much.
I was like, all right, yeah, all right. A bridge too far.
I like it. So because I've been napping so often, and I often like to nap to television, my obsession this week has been, I think I've plowed through about a season and a half of Old Will and Grace. I'm on like season 7 now. And nice. I've been watching sequentially, just kind of a little bit here and there.
When brush
nothing,
up.
Right, when there's nothing else to watch, it's delightful and lovely and, you know, 30-minute episodes. So it's been kind of my go-to for a little while, even before the new series came out. But now it's just nonstop. I'm pretty sure that that's been just constant for 3 days in my house right now. And I'm not just start sad. Talking I'm like, not sad about it.
Kind of like you get a southern accent when you're watching Designing Women. Like you just start talking like Karen.
Yeah. You can't help
you
yourself.
You can't help it.
Can't help yourself.
Honey, honey.
Honey, what's this? What's going
honey, what's
on? What's,
yeah.
What are we doing here?
Who's that supposed to be?
Oh my God, that's funny. It's good. It's
like that, oh, that I got show. Here as soon as I wanted to.
Sorry I'm late, but I got here as soon as I wanted to.
That sounds insincere. I'm late.
I'm in.
Marnie?
Excuse me? I just put a...
Is your obsession gummy bears? Because that is allowable.
Right now?
That is legitimate.
That's fair.
The comment was made earlier that as the 30-pound bag of gummy bears has slowly been eaten, the table has gotten bigger. Because for a while...
We have room to spread out. The gummy bears aren't taking up the whole table.
And where did the gummy bears come from again?
From Tim. Tim Wong.
Oh, yeah. Tim Wong, right.
Yeah, we need to have more guests. They bring presents.
Bring guests and bring food.
Oh, wait.
I brought that big fucking thing.
Oh,
in.
Did you?
What did he bring us? He brought gummy bears. You just brought the 90-pound bear.
He brought those, and you were like, those are the best, and we need more. So then I found that thing, and it was 9 million pounds of it. And I thought, well, then I'll get that.
Tim Wong, we're sorry for questioning your gift, but... Marnie brought these.
We wanted more. You didn't bring enough. Yeah.
Stingy prick.
Dear future guests, please cook for 100.
Yes.
Wow.
Because we will keep eating it forever. We will eat right past that expiration date on the bag.
Speaking of which, I better have some Cool Ranch corn nuts here.
My bad. I didn't mean to be rude.
I just did not expect that out of you. I didn't feel like that was the vein you were in.
No, and that's also, where
you
I went
stingy
to.
Prick.
Yeah, because I was real hungry.
So if not the 38 pounds of gummy bears, what is your obsession?
Well, to be honest, this Beverly Young Nelson is my obsession. The fifth woman who came forward
from
about
yesterday.
And it's because of... I guess the true obsession would be the Me Too.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That's been pretty fantastic, yeah.
And it really has been pretty intense.
Well, and like, alongside
just
that...
see it, so many people.
If you haven't seen it, there's one that's a hashtag Me at 14, which is pretty powerful, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, people are posting pictures of themselves at 14 to show... Oh. Like
just how young 14 is.
Right, right, absolutely. Oh, wow.
I heard somewhere, but I have not seen it yet on the news. I heard that there were some pictures that had surfaced of some of these girls, or maybe of other girls, in the at around that age when he was with them. Like around events and things, like proving that he was there.
Yes.
I haven't seen
this
him.
And by the way, this is what Kat's talking about. Me at 14. This is Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Who just put this up here and said, I was eating a lot of chocolate chip cookie dough and learning to do the hustle and not worrying about a 32-year-old man trying to hustle me.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I like how she made a soundbite out of that.
And the absolute...
it's Katie Couric.
Come on.
Right. She's got something to do. At Alabama, the Alabama Register, Alabama something or other, Alabama Times.
AL.com?
The Sun, maybe?
Very,
is it the Sun?
Very, very conservative newspaper. Actually published a report of the restaurants and the mall.
Oh, wow.
Restaurants, plural, and the mall
that
were kind of like, maybe you shouldn't come here anymore because of the inappropriateness around young women.
Yeah.
That was enough to be something the town. So it's not just like a couple people turn their back. The mall, which back in the day was
the place. Right.
Yeah. Wow. It was either the roller rink or the mall. You're only going two places.
Yep.
Because it also had your movie theater.
How
and
is that true?
More than one restaurant. Okay. Was like, not here, sir. Like, maybe you can work something, eat, dine somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Was he the district attorney for the county?
DA. Because he signed the yearbook, DA. Yeah.
DA, to let her know, just to make sure she knew he was a district attorney, had power over her.
No one's going to
It may have also meant deranged asshole. Not sure.
And who signed someone's yearbook that you didn't go to the... What 32-year-old
right?
Who asks someone that you didn't? Why would you ask someone for their signature in your book?
Unless you're that young and like you just got your yearbook cool. And like look at something. I don't know.
I'm in the car with the DA. Sign this. I mean, there's so much wrong on his part to be like, no.
Right. Yeah. I mean, unless there was, I could see it in an older, like if you're in high school and the district attorney was doing some sort of a teaching thing in a law class or something. Yeah, I could see that maybe, but not at 14.
Like social studies.
Yeah, something like that.
And he just happened to be there the day that yearbooks came out. But still, you'd be like,
no, you're not part of it. Yeah.
I'll sign this. I don't care how much something. But
I don't care how much sweet tea and Southern charm you're pushing.
Because he doesn't have either.
That's creepy.
And of today, the RNC pulled out and made all of the people who were supporting his campaign go home.
Are they mad at the Kurd people too, or like?
No.
I know. I'm kidding.
But like, because finally,
they all have Kurds now. Is
so you're saying that the RNC has pulled their support from his campaign?
Yeah, that's what they as of this afternoon.
That's good news.
Well, the reason that it's kind of a tie about the Me Too and about Nelson, because the thing that I found most interesting was that she had said, "Hey, anybody who wants to make this political, it's not." We voted for Trump.
Right, yeah.
And which was a shame enough. It just, you know,
We already didn't believe women, and now I'm putting myself in that same boat that those women were in.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we voted for Trump. So you can't make it about that. And there was something about one of her last kind of statements was where she was breaking was the reason that I came forward is because those other four women are seeing so many women being brave enough to tell their story.
Yeah.
And that broke me. Like, that's where I kind of lost it.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea of this Me Too campaign or me at, you know, hashtag me at 14 or whatever. Because, you know, when I think about it and that whole idea of what happened at 16, I can tell you that, like, if I put up a picture of myself at 16, that would, I mean, it. We think we're such adults. And,
right.
We think we're all that, but no.
Oh, yeah.
Foolish little girl is, you know, it just... So, but that's why she's my hero in many ways, but my obsession in that, because the idea of what it takes that many years later...
Right.
...to step forward, and in this public of a venue...
Oh, and the abuse that they're taking from, like, Hannity and all them. Like,
well,
the
Sean news, Hannity.
But the news channel that they clearly already watch if they voted for Trump. Like, you're already watching too much Fox if you voted for him. So now you're taking abuse because he went right to his bullshit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But we can't kill all the stories before the news section.
So that's been your obsession, just going over that. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Absolutely. And just being so proud. So sad that it's happened so much, but so proud of the people that are able to come forward at this point. And just cheering for the ones that will be able to find that truth and be able to make that statement when it's right for them.
And hopefully there'll be more mm-hmm. willingness to come forward earlier so that there's not a string of victims in some
Absolutely.
Of these stories. Like, that's what kind of breaks your heart is like, it, you know, everybody needs their time to come forward, but in the meantime, this guy did this to other people, so there has to be that factor. And
it's exactly what I wrote, like thinking if you, you know, but at the time you think
right. It's not it's
No. I know what you mean.
Word.
It's not the wrong word. It's just that exact feeling where you think, God, if I had only. But in saying that, I'd have to go back to 16 to say. You're right. It's not your fault. It's
Not anybody at that time.
No. Yep. So, anyway, digress. Go on. You?
Well, mine, of course, is Netflix related because of the not sleeping for the couple days. But Slasher on Netflix. Oh, my goodness.
Have fun, Joe.
Fun. Yeah. Scary horror. I mean, just straight up entertaining. A real, like, fun knockoff of, like, the original Halloween and a couple other gory movies. Watched the first season. Delighted by it. Just, you know, scary, sure. Slasher. Good times. Right up my alley. And so, watched my way into the second season. Of course, now I have to wait a year to see season three if they make it. But season two was right there, made for Canadian television. It was fun to watch a show filmed in Canada that's not pretending to be in the U.S.
Sure.
So, like, they pay the hooker in Canadian dollars. They call it the Ministry of This. And, right. They, you know, they're just straight up Canadian. No one's trying to hide their accents. So, it's all a boat and yay. And, oh, my God. Just funny.
That's fun.
Yeah. And but the second season, it just turned into a straight up obsession because it's like an anthology. So, it's not a continuing show. It's like American crime, horror story, American crime story. Mm-hmm. This is like Canadian horror. So, the second season was kind of a cross between I Know What You Did Last Summer and Friday the 13th, like camp counselors go wrong and then come back to find the body and somebody knows what they did last summer. And it was just a whole different type of show. And I was just obsessed with trying to figure out who done it for the whole thing.
Right.
And you get 8 episodes and all kinds of clues and red herrings. And then I like thought I had it all figured out and had figured out who the killer was or figured out what the twist would be. And then they completely threw me and I had to start watching it again.
Well,
because now I'm like, all right, now I need to go back and find out, like, did they play by the rules? Mm. Like, is that possible? Was everybody playing that storyline the entire time?
Oh, sure.
This wasn't just like something that they threw in at the end.
Right.
Because it was kind of 10 little Indians, too. A little Agatha Christie thrown in there with the whodunit, like who amongst us.
There's Native Americans in it?
Well, the 10 little Indians is like each one dies by the way they were killed. And like in the story, there's. And then you're down to one. I know.
I lost interest in the story.
When I'm you about said 10 minutes ago. Yeah. Little Indians. Yeah. But so, I mean, if you get a chance, Slasher is. It's just a good time. And the first season is good. And solidly made, you know, people are picking on the acting, and you kind of got to give it to them. But the Canadian accents are always throws you.
I'm going to try it because I need more reasons to try somehow to pirate Canadian television for Schitt's Creek alone.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I can wait till next summer when I know that it's coming out in Canada in January.
Just for the hope that someone from Schitt's Creek will wander through and get murdered.
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing.
If David could just show up for 2 episodes in a fabulous sweater.
And just look around and just be like, what?
I wouldn't be mad at that.
What is happening?
Because there's gay characters throughout, like, very diverse. It's very, like, diverse cast. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And it was so funny because when it ended, I was like, motherfucker, I kind of saw that coming, but not that way. And so, right back to the first episode. Like, it said, you know, do you want to watch episode 1? Because I was like, yes, I do. Because I couldn't tell those 2 white girls apart. So now I got to go back and figure out which one was which.
They all do look alike.
I honestly couldn't. I was like, which one is dead?
The one that wasn't talking would be my guess. Don't know. But
it was like a flashback to last summer and then and then a current summer. And I couldn't remember which one of the girls had died because they were all in. Well, and they're genuinely filming in Northern Ontario in the winter. So there's no
fake snow.
They're all in snow suits and cute hats. So you honestly can't tell the white people apart.
Oh, got it. They should get a straight on shot. You can see through the
they all need name tags on.
Or just different color coats.
Yeah.
Please wear different color coats.
Please help me differentiate the white people in this story. But it is always fun to see something actually filmed in real snow, not fake styrofoam or where it's only snowing above their heads. And then when you go shot to shot, the snow disappears. Yeah. Or was that the show? He used to throw the one with Kevin Bacon about the cult. The Following? Was it called The Following?
Oh, yeah.
The one that so frustrating. But the year of the polar vortex, as they were filming it, they filmed in New York City in blizzards, but it would, like, you would film everything from, like, this angle of, like, me talking to you, and then you do the reverse. You have to reset up all the cameras, lights, and film it over there. Well, clearly the conversation was a few hours apart because it had started to storm.
Oh,
during
the
reverse shot. So the person over here had to reshoot with an umbrella. so that it looked like it might be snowing.
Right. Couldn't just CG that in over their shoulder?
Yeah, so you could just tell that like one person was in the snow, so the other person had to be in an umbrella because to explain why it was only snowing
in
on one
of their shots,
on one
right.
half of her face. Just funny.
Well, my obsessions for the week were sadly going to be about this crafting business and have to do with that bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then I got wrapped up into a couple of YouTube videos where I was watching some old stuff, and then I got sucked into some Rosemarie things from years ago and found some cute songs, yada, yada, yada. But everything pales in comparison to when I got my new Contour DVR yesterday. And I say this partially because, A, it's fantastic. Number two, the sound quality, everything's different now. I had to redo my entire surround sound setup because all of a sudden everything is separated. Like the band on Colbert is in your living room now. It's all different. But the best part, and what made me think of you was, they finally caught up with the technology that I used to own years ago, and I'd forgotten what the name of it was. It was like a one-off company that had created a DVR thing, and it was the first one that I ever knew of that it was online, and it downloaded the entire program guide, and it would search by keywords. You could then search Lucille Ball and would find anything Lucille Ball, and it would just record it for you if she was mentioned or whatever. Well,
that was how TiVo worked, wasn't it?
It was similar, but it wasn't a TiVo box, but it was similar to that years and years ago. Well, they've caught up with this, so I just was sitting there and I said Goldbergs, and it found it. So now it's going to record it, and I'll catch up to figure out what the hell you... And Black-ish, and all of the other things. Oh, it's just the easiest thing in the world to set up. I am fascinated by it, because now nothing steps on each other for recording, so you can record a billion different things, which is what I figure you'll like, because you can record all kinds of different shit, even if it's not at the same time. Six different shows at the same time, you could do it. But anyway, it's just lovely. But I spent all evening, Monday night, doing and playing with this thing and getting it all set up. So I'm thoroughly thrilled. And then again, the sound quality was astounding. Elton John was on Colbert last night. Elton John was here.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
It was, that's a nice feeling when lovely. Elton John comes
well
over.
When it just starts out and all of a sudden you're in, like, literally the band is, it's so clear and so surrounding you. It was, I had to actually make some adjustments because I'm like, oh, I can't do this. The cats were all pissed. Oh, and then
I gotta compete with a vibrating house, so I might need the band.
And then finally today, I had to restore peace in my house, peace and balance, because I was informed this morning at about 3:45, and then at about 4:30, and then again a little after 5.
I feel like 5:30. This is a cat story.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, we ran out of dry cat food somewhere in the night.
Oh, my gosh.
And Marty lost his mind. Maggie couldn't give two shits, but Marty was like, to the point where he's up there touching your face, like... Hey, come on.
He's starving to death.
He
you almost
he
killed
was.
Him.
Thought he was.
You're a 42-pound cat. You so almost killed him.
He's 20. Oh, my God. But got up and fed him this morning and pacified him. And, oh, my God. When I got home this afternoon with that bag of food and he heard it fill that thing, he came from wherever he was and just started eating. And I'm like, calm down, dude.
Oh, my God.
But literally, that...
wasting away, that
he doesn't bother me ever when I'm sleeping, except this morning. He was literally like... Come on. Hey, come on. We got to move it.
Yeah, just got like a funny. Bonus episode. We got Marty's obsession.
Yeah, bonus. I should go back and look at my camera footage to see how many different times he actually came out of my room just to figure out. But again,
still there.
Maggie was laying there. Yeah. She couldn't have given two shits. In fact, at one point she got pissed because he was bugging her, and she's just like, you know, all that noises she makes.
Oh,
all right, so let me update the listeners from earlier this hour. So the flower, I sent you a picture.
Oh, you did?
Is the purple.
It's beautiful.
Where is it?
Tradescantia spiderwort plant.
Shut up. That's an ugly name for
It is, that. But I did find it under the ethnic slur.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So, but that's what it's called.
Do we want...
So we'll say spiderwort.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I'll get the picture in a minute. We'll find it for
But those little purple flowers bloom every morning to the sun.
It's That's really so cute. Fantastic.
Where are you going?
Wash my hands.
No, we got a teaser to do. We're gonna do it right now, boys and girls.
No, you're not.
This is how we enter.
Sit your ass down.
This is how we end the first hour. Most of you know it by now.
We forgot.
You know. Oh, there's a problem with Apu.
Good news down under.
Well, it all depends on how you're registered.
Throw your coffee pots away.
Woman trains cats to steal from neighbors.
Probably something else. I don't remember what else I was going to talk about.
And then that other thing.
Papa Marty John's doesn't know dip. Either.
That sounds like a repeat story we've done before. But we'll do it again, because he's still a dick. He was before, and he is now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, boys and girls, guess what? Hour two is coming right after this. Stay with us.